Dawn Wallace. I'm objects conservator here at the National Museum of American History.
And you are the one that was in charge of actually refurbishing these things. So those hands, those are the actual hands that we were told that you hand restored every sequin. Is that true? Take us into that.
Yes, well, I'm the conservator who's had the luck of working on the shoes for over 2 years. And part of that outside of the scientific analysis was actually stabilizing, cleaning the shoes. And so it was done on a sequin by sequin sequence. Every sequin was addressed. It was cleaned of surface dirt. The thread was tested for stability. And then we were able to also realign sequins that had been flipped around.
How often do you guys, I know you've had them since like the 70s, but how often over the years have you had to take them off display to freshen them up?
So the ruby slippers are one of the most visited objects here in the museum, and they've been here since late 1979. Because they're so visited, we've never had the opportunity to really take them off display for very long. So this is our first chance to really go in depth into what are the ruby slippers, what are they made of, and then what can we do so that future generations can enjoy them.
Remind us again, you already kind of mentioned it, but remind us just what they're made of.
So the ruby slippers for the Wizard of Oz, they're actually just a commercial pair of shoes that the studio purchased, and then they were modified by the costumers. They're covered in sequins, a really interesting time period because sequins had a gelatin core, the cellulose nitrate coating, and so it really makes this an interesting part of early plastics. We then have the bow, although they sparkle like rubies, there are three different types of glass make up the beads on the bows.
And this is a point and play to the picture. This is actually you. What are you doing in this shot? Point to it and explain what you're doing here.
So in this image, this is when we are taking the shoes off display so that we could prepare them and start the conservation program. And one of the interesting things is here, you can see that our shoes have orange felt on the bottom because Judy Garland would have been wearing these on the Yellow Brick Road and the set, and it would have dampened the sound on the wood. You can also see that on the left shoe here, if you look at our pair, it's a mismatched pair. The shoes are not from the same set. And so on our left shoe, it's just a raw leather heel that we have.
So when she's clicking them together, does that damage it on the sides? It's a joke.
I would imagine that the sequins would possibly be damaged during clicking. However, we really didn't find too much of an issue with the shoes that we have.
Awesome. How long did the refurbishing take place exactly?
The conservation treatment took over 200 hours, and most of that was done through a microscope.
Wow. That's crazy to me. Is this the most popular thing in the whole entire exhibit?
This is one of the most popular items inside the museum, and so to bring them back to public for this exhibit is a really huge plus.
Awesome. Anything else you want to know? I think we're good. Let's get a shot of the shoes.
Sure.
All right, explain. All right, you still rolling? All right. So obviously, explain, these aren't obviously the real ones, but why did you get decked out in this, inspired by it?
Yeah, so I've been working on the ruby slippers for over 2 years now, and I felt that as we brought them back to the public, I really wanted to celebrate the occasion and possibly get out an itch of my own of having red sequined shoes.
Do you mind clicking them first?
Sure.
Is it this way, or is
bump,
it?
Bump.
And saying there's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.